Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
Kitchen catastrophes is what we're talking about right now.
You're a kitchen catastrophe.
Okay, I had...
You catastrophed your kitchen.
You know what's really weird? Completely off topic, but not completely.
No, it's
important to talk about this. Did you know the catastrophe doesn't have IE at the end?
I always, yes and no.
And like, Lil D wrote it down for us, and I'm like, where's the I? And he's like, there isn't one. And I'm like, no, I'll kick your butt. Put the I on there.
At the end of, catastrophes. But no, there's no I. It's just ES.
It's just ES.
What a rip.
That's lame.
I feel cheated.
I do. So now we just want stories with I. Every story's got to start with I had a kitchen
catastrophe.
Yeah. So there's a couple different stories in the news. I just want to say personally,
you blew up your new microwave,
dude. Will you see? Because I like, there's people who jumped through a lot of hoops to help me get
it.
This microwave. So I got a convection microwave.
Yep, me too.
Okay, you had one before me. I never even heard of this thing.
It rocks.
But my regular microwave went out.
Yeah.
And it was like, so I went online to find a new one, and they were like, why don't you try a convection microwave? I'm like, what the hell is a convection microwave?
Exactly.
So it's like half oven, half microwave. It's a little slower than a regular microwave. It's like 900 watts instead of 1100 watts. I'm not trying to sell you people on these things. I'm just saying.
The floor model.
If you're like me and you cook, and like you only have one oven, which is stupid because you don't cook and you have double ovens.
And now I have three.
Oh my God.
But anyways.
Stop talking. When you, like, the more you rub salt into my lack of oven wound,
I will always have one more than you buddy. I will live. I have one more oven.
47 ovens, Steve. I delivered my 48th today.
It is going to be like that.
So this thing, like, is kind of, it's an oven too. So, like, I was so happy to get it, and like, there's metal racks going, so I'm like, that's awesome. So first thing I do is like, throw some popcorn in there on top of the metal racks and hit like the popcorn button, and it's like,
yeah, you can use the metal racks just for everything but the microwave function.
Yeah, you have to put it on the convection.
Yes, or you can do everything, but so then inside now it's just all lightning burn.
It's charred, and yeah.
Dude!
So anyway, I'm in the market for another microwave.
You could have like burned your house down because you don't read the manual.
Who reads the manual?
You know what's cool?
Of a microwave.
My new one on the screen. You know, the door is also a screen and it has the manual. You just video. You just hit a button, boop, and it plays the manual on how to use it right there in the door.
Let's just pretend
video
for a second
screen.
That something like that actually exists.
I got it. Okay. It's mine.
Even if we pretend that actually exists.
What?
You'd be calling me to figure out how to access it. So shut your pie hole.
Yeah, okay.
Stupid three oven guy.
You're right.
So we want to know what you've blown up in your kitchen, what you've attempted and failed miserably. There was actually an 18-year-old woman in Florida. She was only slightly injured by being shot by her oven.
Literally shot.
How does that? Okay, she was visiting a friend. They decided they wanted some late night waffles. Hey, guys,
in an oven
toaster.
Yeah, how do you oven bake?
Guys, waffle iron. Why a toaster?
Wow, that's cool. Okay,
because you're actually making the waffles.
I use toaster.
What Steve and I are speaking about is
exactly,
Eggos.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I get it.
Had to trump us.
Got it. To me, this sounds like we've been drinking and we need some waffles. Nobody's getting out the Jemima stuff and making, like, you're just, in my mind.
So they just took the frozen ones, threw it in the oven.
That's what I think they were trying to do.
Okay.
They started preheating the oven. They were unaware that they were storing a magazine from his 45 caliber Glock.
Idiot.
Wasn't the whole gun, just the mag.
Why does he put...
The mag exploded. Did you know bullets explode when they get hot?
Well, on TV and movies all the time.
They do?
Yeah.
What TV and movie has like...
Dude, I forget that Bruce Willis once took... He took a magazine, unloaded it into a frying pan, turned the burner on and put the frying pan in, and it gave him about 5 minutes before the bullets got hot enough. Let's try that.
let's
with a waffle iron
at your house aimed at one of your
forget it
ovens.
I got three ovens.
She managed to pick up some of the fragments that went like just everywhere
of the waffles.
Yes, well, of the bullets.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that's her kitchen catastrophe.
Who stores their armory in the
who puts metal inside a microwave?
You.
The company did.
Okay.
Then there was hot pepper spray led to a hazmat evacuation of an entire high-rise building.
What?
I guess somebody was trying to cook it. Trying
peppers?
To cook one of the, like, I don't know if it was a ghost or the habanero or whatever. But, the, I mean,
green.
That's the crap that's in it, bear spray. And so once you start getting it into the atmosphere.
Holy smokes.
It's just like you're breathing it in. It's like tear gas. You're so making tear gas in your house.
They had to evacuate an entire building.
Yes. They had to. Yes. Tenants were allowed back in the building like 10 hours later or something.
So she left metal in the microwave.
Have you, what have you, see, you don't even cook.
I heat things up. I got a George Foreman. What?
Have you had a catastrophe with your Foreman?
No.
I've admitted to blowing up my brand new microwave. What have you done? All right.
I've done nothing. I don't.
Have you not, like, have you ever done this?
Oh, grease fire?
Have you had the grease fire?
No,
thing?
I know how to put that out.
Do you? What do you use?
You just put it, grab a towel and throw it over. You smother it. You don't throw, the last thing you do is throw water on it.
I'm not going to lie, but that's actually right.
Yeah, it's baking soda.
I've actually thrown water on a grease fire.
Why are you?
Because
you
I didn't
everything
know
wrong.
At the time.
And you're supposed to be this foodie guy.
I wasn't
cook
then.
Guy.
I was like trying to make burgers. I was like hankering for my parents' house.
Oh my God, there was a hankering involved.
Yeah, there was hankering, and I bought like, you know when you're like, I couldn't afford the 95% lean beef or whatever. So it was like the 80%. So
yeah.
It's just your burger is essentially frying in its own like filth. It's just like suet burgers. It's like it's just and some of it goes out onto the like thing. It's like and it's just up in flames.
Yep,
so I'm
yep.
like, holy crap! So I grabbed the whole pan, took it over to the sink. It was like, and it's just like splattered.
You just made
that
it.
Is napalm flamethrower, like easy.
Yeah, it's mm-hmm. the last thing.
It's not a good plan.
Jeez.
But they don't tell you that in home ec.
Yeah,
I learned how to make a gym bag, but I can make you a gym bag right now.
Will it start
but
on fire?
You might.
Because that's a useful skill,
yeah,
the gym bag making.
You make a double stitch for the...
of course you do.
I did mine in black and yellow, bumblebee colors.
That's what you... Exactly.
Are we off topic?
No. Lil T was just waiting for that question. No.
He's like, I get fired if I say we are. But... Oh, have you had a catastrophe?
I've witnessed two, but neither one of them were actually me. First, when I was a little kid, my dad used to make bananas flambé all the time. Like whenever we'd have people over, that was like his thing, because you know you throw the liquor in it and it flames up and
yeah.
it just
it's like Cherry's Jubilee. Yeah,
yeah, it looks cool, all that kind of stuff. So one time we had all these people over at our house, and when I grew up, I grew up in Arizona, so we had a pool in our backyard. We were having this huge pool party, all these people over, and so he was like, come inside, I'll make the bananas flambe. Well, our paper towel dispenser was like right next to the stove, like hanging under the cabinet. Exactly. And so he lit that bad boy up and caught the paper towels on fire, which led to the cabinet being on fire, which led to house evacuation, fire extinguishers. It turned into a huge mess. It was terrible.
Yeah,
that's a
sucks.
Crap show right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, so that happened. And then when I was in college, I was living with this guy, and he could not cook to save his life. We had two different incidences where we had to evacuate our house. The first one was because he put a pot of boiling water on the stove and then forgot about it and dropped his ramen in it, and all the water evaporated out of it and started like frying the ramen and started on fire.
Jeez.
And I don't know.
Ramen can start on fire if there's no water there?
I guess. I had no idea. It was like the bear spray thing where it was just like these toxic fumes in our house and we had to get out of the house. I don't know if it was the pan or the ramen.
It was shrimp ramen.
Yeah. That's exactly. So we had to like get out of the house. Then the same kid went to go make like a boxed pizza, a frozen pizza. He took it out of the box, put the pizza in the oven, put the box on top of the stove.
Oh, yeah.
And then instead of turning the oven on, turn the stove on.
Yep. Now you've got another fire.
Right. Like, what kind of idiot does that?
Yeah.
How many fires... My mom, speaking of idiots.
Okay. Wow. Love ya. But
this is the last personal cooking catastrophe. God, I hope my mom's not listening. She read somewhere like when we first got the newfangled black self-cleaning oven. Like you can put your cast iron pans in a self-cleaning oven, turn on the self-cleaning oven cycle, and it'll clean your oven, right? And it also cleans out your cast iron pan.
That's sweet.
Genius! So she set the timer, put it on self clean, put her pan in there, left the house with just her little son Michael in the house.
She abandoned you.
Yeah, she left me with a self cleaning oven. Here's the thing about my my mom's cast iron pan. Had a wood handle.
Oh
no.
Do you know how hot your self cleaning oven gets?
Hot enough to self clean?
It's like, I'm no lie, it's like 1,000 degrees because all that's left inside is like ash.
Oh, you're right.
It basically singes all the crap.
Oh no.
So it lit the handle of her stupid cast iron pan on fire.
What'd you do?
Screamed bloody murder as the house filled with smoke.
Holy smoke. You didn't like.
You can't. Like, I have a fire extinguisher in my hand. I don't know if you know how this works. It locks. You can't reopen the door.
Oh, like, on the
self-cleaning oven, once it's...
Yeah, like, you're right. Until it's done.
It's locked until it's done. And you can't stop it. Nothing in the world is going to stop it. So I'm just sitting there. House is filling up with smoke.
Yeah.
Oven's locked. And I'm holding a fire extinguisher, breathing the fumes.
Why didn't you use the fire extinguisher?
Because it's inside! I can't get inside! Only the smoke is getting out to me.
Wow. You figured you would know better on how to fix that whole situation.
Look, if
you
in retrospect, I should have, like, MacGyvered it down into, like, a straw. Like, gone the big thing from the extinguisher down. Like,
it
keeps...
So it gets into
and
the...
And then just shove it into a crack of the oven, like...
That's what I would have done.
Yeah, it's what you would have done now.
Couldn't you have just unplugged the oven?
Ha! That was the best. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm waiting. Why
it's
you?
Heavy and it was on fire.
The cord is heavy.
You have to
pull
it out. It's a 220 cord. It's just.
Cord.
Oh my God. I didn't want to. Like, could you just unplug it?
That's
Couldn't
what we
you have, like, I don't know, vetted your roommates better? Tool? God, I hate you guys.
Just unplug it.
All right, so somehow we're going to pull it back together, and if you've had a catastrophe in the kitchen, we'd love to hear your story. Curtis.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kitchen catastrophes.
All right, so my brother and I, we were trying to cook some frozen hash browns on the stove.
Oh, yeah.
We got the oil boiling and then forgot to put the hash browns in right away. As soon as we dumped them into the boiling oil, it just shot grease all over, and then flames went all the way over the stove and up the side of the wall through the ceiling.
Jeez!
You got a natural-born hash brown flamethrower right there.
Holy!
Did you know what to do?
Oh, yeah. Well, at first, all we had were towels. We didn't even have a fire extinguisher. So, I mean, we were just pounding it away with towels, and then we finally grabbed some flour, and that doused it. But, it got extreme. We almost burned the entire kitchen down.
But then you didn't get your hash browns.
Aww. Yeah.
No hash browns.
They would have been too burnt anyway, right?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, so we ended up going to IHOP.
Oh, yeah. Well, there you go.
Yeah, you should just...
Better choice anyway.
Thank you.
Because you know what?
You know, you burn down a kitchen, you got to go to IHOP.
Yeah. Their hash browns are crispy. I just want to let you know that if you... at home or at a restaurant, serve me hash browns that aren't crispy.
Yeah.
You're a freaking communist.
Yeah, there's something wrong with that. It's got to have that perfect.
You just keep turning them until
it's got to be brown and crispy.
Oh,
I agree.
Oh, Curtis, we're coming over for hash browns in a bit. We'll be right there.
Yeah, but you're not cooking, right. Curtis.
No, yeah, we'll stop by IHOP on the way. Thank you for the call, man. Desiree.
Yay.
Kitchen catastrophes.
Yes, so I had blown up my oven, and how I did that was I had a party, and some people left their tray that they had brought and put it in my oven to clear the countertops. Well, there was a plastic piece part of that. So
no.
When I preheated my oven the next time, because I never took it home with them when the party ended, it melted the plastic. And so I thought, well, what am I going to do to get this plastic out of my oven?
Don't.
And I thought, I'll put it on the self.
No.
That's what
now
Slacker
you're throwing
did.
Good money after. Now you're. Yeah. Oh God.
So I, you know, decided. Okay, well, I can't cook what I was going to put in there. So I, you know, pulled everything out and started doing it on the stove. And while I'm self cleaning, I'm standing in front of the oven, guys, and it within like 3 minutes self combusted, and flames shot out my oven, and it sounded like a shotgun went out out. In my house.
This happens just on self-cleaning?
Because you've got a plastic in there, and as that melted, it created like a chemical reaction.
That's right.
Did it blow the oven door off?
Well, because the self-cleaning cycle, like you were saying, locks it. So yep. No, it didn't. But I thought for sure the glass was busted, but it wasn't. And I was standing in front of the oven, and I got like a flash burn on my leg because I had shorts on from the flames that came out. Literally, I thought I was dead for a second because it was so loud. And I was so shocked on what had just happened. I didn't know that that was going to happen.
Just keep your oven clean so you don't have to clean it.
Oh, the self-clean isn't amazing. I think we do an entire day
on self-cleaning
oven injuries. Yeah. Thank you for the call, Desiree. Jesse.
Hi. Yay.
Yay.
Yeah. Kitchen catastrophes.
It was my best friend's birthday, so I got up really early to make her breakfast, and I made everything. And she's coming down the stairs. I'm just finishing up, pouring the bacon grease into, like, a jar, right? She falls down the stairs, scares my dog. He runs into me, so I, like, kind of fall, and the bacon grease falls all over my left hand, and I ended up burning all of the skin off the back.
No, Jesse.
Oh, but your hand tasted delicious for that last couple seconds. Good. It's just like,
I didn't taste it, I'll be honest with you.
Jesse, what happened to your...
It was actually fine because it burned, like, the nerves, so it didn't hurt super bad. And I healed really well because I was pretty young. I think I was, like, 13, and I have a scar, but...
No,
whatever.
Jesse, for the most important question, was it pork regular bacon or was it stupid turkey bacon that you were
making?
Nothing
stupid about turkey bacon.
Oh, it was thick cut peppered bacon.
Heck yeah, it was. You did good, Jesse. If you're going to burn your hand on bacon grease, make sure it's not turkey.
First off, there's no grease on turkey bacon.
That's the problem, right?
That's not the problem.
Yes,
that's the solution. But I will say, if you're going down for bacon,
yes.
You got to go down for real bacon.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Thank you for the call, Jesse. Jill.
Yay.
Kitchen catastrophes.
When I was about 19, I moved into a brand new apartment. Nobody bothered to tell me there was no pilot light. So one night I was going to fix a box of banquet chicken, turn the oven on, ready to heat up for about 15, 20 minutes. The stove was still cold. I opened the door. It says light here.
No.
Okay.
No.
So I opened the door and the windows and let it air out for about 20 minutes.
Oh.
Not long enough.
Oh.
Big blue ball of flame came rolling at me. Hair out of my nose.
Oh.
I peed out at the hospital.
Holy!
Even letting it air out for 20 minutes
and
wasn't long
still...
enough.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, my God.
And banquet fried chicken is the best chicken ever, and you wrecked it.
Oh, my God.
No, I never got it in the oven.
Well, it could have cooked a little bit in the explosion. You should have at least tried it on the way to the hospital.
My husband was in the bathroom taking a bath, and he heard me scream. He opens the door. He said I had smoke coming out of my hair still.
Oh, my God.
Jeez.
I think the weirdest part of your story is that your husband takes baths.
Huh, yeah.
You still want to tell us your catastrophes? We'll take more online.
Yeah, find the Slacker and Steve Facebook page.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.